Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you're hanging out with me because we got Heidi Metcalf-Little back on the show, or on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. Heidi is a senior fellow and deputy director at the Center for Global Prosperity at the Huston Institute. And she's here to talk to us about what you and I do to reach out, to give back to our communities, to give back to our country, to give back to the world. And as I say, she's our new friend. Heidi, welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Heidi, the tsunami that hit the South Asian area, what was that, 04, 05, something like that? December of 04, I think it was.
I think that's right. Uh-huh.
Something happened not long after that that kind of got me agitated a little bit. The U.S. government gave some money and some funds to the recovery effort down there, and people in Europe complained because they didn't think that the government was giving enough money. They thought the U.S. government should give more money than they were giving.
Yeah, that's a terrible problem.
And we didn't compare, probably, at least on a pro rata basis with some of these other countries. But the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, was that when you add in all of the private money that the Americans gave to our government money, the entire contribution this country was giving to that area, it blew everybody else away. And it showed me the difference in the way Europeans, for example, feel about giving to something and how Americans feel. In Europe, those guys are taxed to the hilt, and the government has to do everything for them. They don't have any money left to do anything else with. In America, we're different. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's true. That tired old drum about America being stingy is just not true. I mean, the U.S. is the largest contributor, just on face value, it's the largest contributor of foreign aid by volume of any country in the world. In 2008, which is the latest data available, Americans, through their tax dollars, gave $26.8 billion to developing countries. That was a 20% real increase.
$26.8 billion. And which sector was that?
That is foreign aid. That's our foreign aid budget.
Just from the government. That's just from the government.
Yeah, that's just from the government. Now, you're exactly right. And that the problem, of course, with judging, a country's generosity by its foreign aid is that it doesn't measure all of the forms of private giving. So if you look at the U.S., the U.S. comes in dead last as a percent of our government aid, as a percent of our GNI, of our gross national income.
So slow down a little bit. So as a percent of GDP,
mm-hmm.
we're last?
Out of 22 developed countries,
we don't, from a standpoint of the government, we don't measure up to other governments.
Well, that's okay. As a percent of our GDP.
As a percent of GDP, that's what I meant a while ago when I said on a I used pro rata and I should have used percent of GDP. That's exactly right. Okay,
yeah.
And GDP is a good way to measure a lot of things. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, but if you then start to think, well, actually, America, the private citizens, the point you were making, are very generous. And where does that count? Well, the government doesn't count that. If you start to count up all the private citizens' engagement, you add an additional $37 billion to that $26 or $27 billion from our foreign aid.
And that blows everybody else out of the water.
Oh, totally. I mean, it by far, again, in absolute terms, blows everybody out of the water. And in comparative terms, it takes us from dead last to the number six out of all the developing countries.
So
if you add up all of our private philanthropy and remittances, the money that migrants send home from money that they earn in this country, it catapults the U.S. back up to the top.
So just to review quickly, from a standpoint of sheer dollars, no percentages or comparison to GDP or anything like that, in sheer dollars, the U.S. government's foreign aid is greater than anybody else's.
Absolutely.
But as a percent of our gross domestic product, which is the size of our economy, ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. essentially, but as a percentage of that, we're last.
Yep.
Which is one, right. just one way to measure it. But then mm-hmm. when you add in the private philanthropy, the foundations and my money and your money, Heidi.
And churches
and all that, that takes us to sixth. Now, what countries are ahead of us? Who's one through five?
All right. So it depends on how you count it. But if you're looking at just foreign aid, then you've got mostly the Nordics. You've got Sweden, Luxembourg, yeah. you know, Norway, Denmark, Netherlands. And if you add in all those other measurements,
But wait a minute. Are you telling me that Luxembourg, when you said we were sixth, is that as a percent of GDP or total?
No, that's if you add in giving and remittances, that makes us sixth. And then, yeah, you got Luxembourg ahead of us. That's just because our GDP is so massive.
Right.
And
you're saying we're sixth as a percent of GDP. Obviously, if you add in the private philanthropy with the government, then that just still blows everybody out of the water from the standpoint of sheer dollars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But from a GDP standpoint, we're sixth.
That's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And ahead of us, just right ahead of us in fifth spot is Canada.
Right.
And you've got Switzerland, the Netherlands, Denmark, Sweden, Norway. I mean, so many of these Nordics have such a huge foreign aid budget.
Right. Well, the thing that really riled me up when I found out that we were being chastised because all they were measuring with regard to supporting the recovery in South Asia after the tsunami, that all they were looking at was what the government was giving, and so, you know, from that standpoint, you know, we probably were low. But when you consider all the people, and I knew some of the people who were making contributions, who were going over there, private individuals, corporations, foundations, a lot of money went to that effort.
And it's not just the tsunami. I mean, really, every natural disaster since then, Burma, China, Haiti. Let's talk about Haiti in January of this year. American generosity doesn't know any bounds.
I'm a Rotarian, Heidi.
Oh yeah.
Is Rotary Foundation's money, Rotary International? How is that measured?
That is measured in that $37 billion
from the United States.
That's right.
Because mm-hmm. Rotary is domiciled in the United States, even though some of that money may have come from other countries.
That's right. In fact, that's actually one of the trends that's happening. We're seeing, as a result of the recession, a real diversification of sources of funding for things.
I want
like
to talk
Rotary.
About that when we come back, Heidi. Sure. Heidi Metcalf, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She's with the Hudson Institute. She's deputy director of the Center for Global Prosperity. She and I will be right back after these messages.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame if you'd like to follow me there. Heidi Metcalf-Little is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Heidi is with the Hudson Institute. She's senior fellow and deputy director of the Center for Global Prosperity. And we're talking about the way human beings feel about reaching out to others, giving back to the community, to their country, to their world. And human beings are generous in general. We're generous people, aren't we?
We are.
And we care about other people. And Americans, I'm very proud of the record that America has by way of contributing to others. We've got a long, rich history of that, don't we?
We do, certainly. Privately, we do.
And, of course, the government's got a lot of foreign aid going out. Some people in America think we have too much foreign aid, that some of that aid should come back should be left here in the country. But what'd you say, $26 billion?
That's right. About 1% of our budget is foreign aid.
10%, 10, $26 billion. That's not a lot of, in the grand scheme of things, that's not a lot of money, is it?
No, it's not. It's 1% of our budget.
Yeah, that's not that much. But the private giving is in excess of that, isn't it?
It is. It's $37 billion from American citizens through their churches and foundations and corporations that we give to developing countries.
I like telling people about Rotary. I'm a Rotarian. And the reason I do, Heidi, is because Rotary almost wiped out polio in the Western Hemisphere. It has almost wiped out polio in the Western Hemisphere.
Yeah,
and has inoculated millions of children around the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now the Rotary, I mean, it's an incredible example of individual citizens mobilizing, banding together, and doing really unbelievable things. And, frankly, in public-private partnership. I mean, it's a great example, you know, of people and ingenuity and getting in there and making a huge difference.
Well, there's another thing that I'll mention. The Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, has put up $200 million and made a challenge to Rotary to match it with $200 million, and that money will go together. And if Rotary can do that, and we're going to do that, by the way. Rotary Foundation, Rotary International is going to do that, and my club is going to be part of it. That's going to be $400 million that will be available to do good things around the world.
That's awesome.
How about that?
That's fantastic.
So that's an example of the kind of things that you measure, isn't it?
Yes, it's exactly what we measure.
Yeah. So
we find that if you measure it, it improves. And each year as we get better and better numbers, we see the numbers go up, but we also see, you know, better accountability and money better spent.
If people want to find out more about you, about the Huston Institute and the work that you do, Heidi, how would they do that?
They can go to our website. You can go just to Google Hudson, but you can also go to our website, which is global-prosperity.org.
Okay, that's a sub-domain of the Hudson Foundation.
That's right. Yes,
global-prosperity.org.
Yes, and you can download our latest index on global philanthropy and remittances.
What kind of most people listening, including myself, would think that it would follow that in this great recession that we've just come out of and are struggling to recover from, that all this giving would have diminished, would have gone down. And had you come to us, Heidi, with those numbers, with that kind of a report, everybody would nod their head and said, well, yeah, that kind of makes sense. But what actually happened?
Man, this is a great story. 2008, the recession starts, and what you see is that remittances and philanthropy really were helped to weather the storm for developing countries. You know, I think we're going to see bigger impacts in 2009, but in 2008, for example, foundation giving actually rose by 2.8% despite the asset drop of almost 22%.
Hmm.
You know, what's happening is the recession is driving, it's wringing out inefficiencies, and it's driving more creative and strategic thinking and giving. And one example is the Ford Foundation. Their assets fell 30% in 2008. To about $9.5 billion.
Right.
You know what they did? They closed international offices. They cut $22 million in costs. And they are going to actually increase their payout rate in 2009 and 2010.
Tell me that when this whole thing started, that you would have predicted that this would have happened.
Well, we did. Actually, last year we said, you're going to see remittances, this money that migrants send home, go up, which it did in 2008, and you're going to see philanthropy hold strong and steady, which
What's
it
did. The difference in, when you say remittances and philanthropy, define those things for us.
So remittances is what migrants, the people that come from other countries to the U.S. to work here, send home to their families.
So expatriate money.
That's right. It's money that, well, it's money that, you know, that people from India, Mexico, come here to work, that they stay.
So if they send money back from their paycheck, that you call that remittances.
That's exactly right.
And you count that in your giving.
We count that as a private contribution. It's not a charitable contribution. No one gets a tax deduction.
Right. But it goes back to individuals to help them in those countries.
Exactly. And it's been found by the World Bank and everybody else to be a real poverty alleviation.
Right. Right. And I've seen that all over the world, expatriates all over the world, especially in the Middle East, for example. And so, and then philanthropy is just what you give to your church, Rotary Foundation does, the Red Cross, et cetera, et cetera.
That's exactly right. Corporations, a little bit of volunteerism, you know, what universities and colleges spend privately to bring students from developing countries to the U.S.
Heidi, will you come back with the next report and keep us posted on this?
You bet I will.
I'm glad you're doing this. Thanks for keeping up with this and making us feel good about ourselves today. Heidi Metcalf-Little, ladies and gentlemen, with the Global Prosperity Division of the Huston Institute. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.